Would you eat that?
Yeah, it's real good. It's good. It's good for stock to eat, and it's good for people to eat, and makes good meal too. Uh-huh. Good meal for bread or good roasting ears. Uh-huh. Either one of them.
What would you call a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Is what?
A little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or the fields after it rains. If you'd had a heavy rain, some of them are big and white and they'd just spring up.
That's not a berry, is it?
No, it's something you'd have out in your yard, maybe.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a little umbrella.
Oh, that's a chiney. That's what I call a chiney tree, an umbrella chiney tree.
Yeah, right
there. Or smaller though, not a tree, just a little plant.
A little plant?
Wow.
I believe you got me on that.
Did you ever hear of a toadstool or a frog bench?
No, I've heard of a frog bed. Mm-hmm. Thing like that. The frogs make them a bed, you know, out in the ground.
Something, though, that would grow in the yard? It's shaped like a little umbrella. It's got a little stem to it and then a little cap on top. It's real soft. You could just kick it over.
Oh, that's a crawfish. Crawfish bed is dirt. The crawfish, now there's crawfish now. They make a hole in the ground and they make a around here and build it up sometimes that high.
Well, something that grows though, after, say if you had a heavy rain, something that would spring up, that grows out in the yard.
Is it a kind of a weed?
Well,
I don't believe I can think of it.
I don't know that.
Oh, mushroom.
Mushroom,
yeah, mushroom.
Can you eat those?
No, I never did. I've heard of people eating them. Now there's a certain kind of mushroom you can eat, but not like the kind that grows here.
Any other name for mushroom?
I never did hear of it.
What about fairy cap or frog stool or toad stool?
No, I never did hear of that. Just mushroom, though. Uh-huh. I never heard of that kind.
And something people smoke made out of tobacco?
Rabbit tobacco. It used to be a kind of a rabbit tobacco grows here to smoke. And I have new boys to smoke in cigarettes, the silks, corn silks. Corn silks make cigarettes out of them. I used to smoke them myself and I'd go to school. A bunch of us boys would get some corn silks. Of course, the teachers wouldn't allow us to smoke if they knew, but we'd slip off out in the woods, you see, and smoke them at recess hour or noon hour.
What's a big brown thing people smoke? Bigger than a cigarette.
Cigars.
And if someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel... If you don't want to feel like you owe them something, then you'd say, I don't want to feel like I'm...
A cable, or I feel like it, I don't care about smoking, or...
No, if someone offered to do you... To do you a favor. You might say, well, thank you, but I don't want to feel, what? Did you say obligated or beholden, or how would you say that?
Not obligated to use that, or not under obligation to use it.
And you'd say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
Bet you wouldn't go, or be afraid to go.
Did you ever say, I bet you daren't go or dasn't go?
Yeah, I've heard of, I dare you to go to a graveyard at night or something. A ghost will get you. They call them a ghost, you see.
Uh-huh.
But that's just all talk.
You tell a child you're not doing what you...
Supposed to do.
What's another way of saying that?